Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends what? Well, friends, we don't let friends feed kibble, do we? No, there ain't no kibble that we are going to recommend. And there's lots of reasons why. I'm going to cover a few of those in today's podcast. Dr. Jacek is off this week camping before the snowfall. So anyway, you just got me today. Hey, we appreciate your emails, your thoughts, your encouragement, your success stories that we get from you guys, from all you listeners. We so appreciate that. Thank you so much for spreading the word about a species appropriate diet and what it can do to change the life of your dog. I hear this all the time, right? I've been doing this a long time, talked to a lot of customers, and you know, they just say my dog acts happier, healthier. It's got more spring in its step. It can actually go up the steps now. Its skin problems are gone. Its digestive issues are gone. Its eyes are bright. Man, you can't challenge success. Well, you can. We see people doing it all the time. We see that traditional pet health folks do it all the time. And, you know, today we just say, hey, go back and get some more answers, or just don't do, you know, nutrition counseling from those folks. Okay. Because a lot of things just don't make sense. But I know today in our climate that senselessness is the new thing. If it doesn't make sense, let's say it's okay. Let's say, yeah, sure, I get it. Doesn't make sense. I'm going along with the program. Doesn't make sense, but I'm going to go along with the program. Stop it. Stop doing that. Snap out of it. You're going to put yourself in danger and your dog in danger. I know a lot of people that are fine putting themselves in danger, right? They're okay with that. But they are not fine with putting their kids or their dogs and cats in danger. All right? Kids, dogs, and cats. Or any animal. Or the elderly. Or the handicapped. Let's talk a little bit about some things that don't make sense. I want to help you make sense in a senseless world. Armed with knowledge, you can hold your chest up and your chin out, and you just march right through a bunch of buffoons. Do the right thing. Keep your pets healthy. Keep yourself healthy. Hey, I do want to mention every Thursday we have Yappy Hour here. Yappy Hour right here at Raw Dog Food and Company. It starts at 6 p.m., 6 to midnight. That's when your dollars go further. That's Yappy Hour. All you got to do is click on and go to the sale page every Thursday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. All right. Remember, here at Raw Dog Food and Company, we are not a retail store, but you can come to the warehouse, just order online. You can get same day pickup. We have pickups from 12 to 4:30, 6 days a week. We have home delivery 7 days a week. We have routes and we ship. There's no excuse for you to not get your raw dog food. All right, let's talk a little bit about kidney disease, because this one makes zero sense when you really think about what traditional pet health professionals do for dogs with kidney disease. All right, so first of all, how do you determine kidney disease? Well, let's say you go in and you have, you know, some blood work done on your dog, right? And the BUN and the creatinine have gone up. And oh my gosh, your dog's got kidney disease. What do we do? Oh, you've got to go to Hill's prescription diet. What? Why? And we have a great podcast where we break down that entire line, that ingredient line. All right. But this that I want to talk about today, this is in my learning center. It's the article is called Kidney Disease, but it's from an article from Alex Sellis and Dr. Gernstein, DVM. And as they say, if you go to a conventional vet, the typical treatment involves this. They want you to cut down on the protein. My dog needs low protein. And they want you to feed a dry, low protein prescription kibble diet. Because why? Well, this diet is supposed to keep the blood, urea, nitrogen, the bun, and the creatinine levels in your dog's body from increasing. Okay. But here's the problem. If you limit protein, it really just suppresses and masks the real issue rather than treating it and giving your dog what he needs to fight the problems of the kidney. Okay. So what do we need to do? What is this kidney all about? What does it need? It needs what? It needs moisture. It needs moisture in, moisture out. So a dog with kidney disease, it needs more water in its body to filter out toxins, okay? Not less water. So dry kibble is not the answer. But here the traditional pet health professionals, you know, push dry prescription diets when in fact, this dog with kidney problems needs more moisture, not less. More moisture, not less. So what do we know about raw diets? Raw diets are 70% moisture. Kibble diets are what? How much moisture? Zero? Okie doke. Dr. Gernstein goes on to say, what you need to feed are quality, high proteins. You got to do that so your dog can maintain its muscle mass. So he needs high quality fat and high quality protein for muscle mass and for energy. What is high quality? What does that mean? That means bioavailable. It means something that your dog can actually take and use all of. Those are called what? Animal proteins. In what form? Raw. All right. So they go on to say, but a meat-based diet is high in protein. Your dog may need a nitrogen trap. They may need a nitrogen trap to help remove excess protein from its body. Okay. That way, this nitrogen trap is going to help divert the waste products of protein metabolism from the bloodstream into the colon, and it's going to reduce the burden on the kidneys. All right. We could do this. We could still do this in the raw diet. And I'm going to tell you how to do that. But remember, the bun levels on a raw diet are going to be higher than on a kibble diet. But if your dog has a high bun, when lab tests are done, all you need is a little nitrogen trap to help lower the nitrogen that is contained in protein and lower the bun levels. But remember, we also need high moisture. You can't get that out of prescription diets. All right, so there's a really, really super duper easy way to give your dog this nitrogen trap. You want to know what it is? Feed lots of dark leafy greens. Lots of dark leafy greens. And one other thing, add probiotics to your dog's diet. Add probiotics to your dog's diet. One of the best is Phytos Flora. Phytos Flora, made specifically for dogs, not cats, made specifically for dogs. The Love Bugs is a pre and probiotic on the website. That is dogs and cats, okay? Now, your dog may need a potassium supplementation as well to help rebuild the kidney and add detoxification. But I would not do that on my own. I would probably do that with someone like Dr. Judy Jasek at ahavet.com. All right. So you want to make sure that your dog is eating a species appropriate diet. This food needs to be wet, and they also suggest warming it up. Okay. Warm up the food. It's so easy to warm up the food. I warm up my dog's food, especially in the wintertime, and if it's super duper cold. Now, you could do it a couple of ways. You know, let the food set out, warm up to room temperature. What I like to do is pour really hot water in it and let that just bring it up to room temperature. Another thing that I do is I put water in the bowl. Water's great. There's nothing wrong with adding water to raw food. They're licking it up anyway. Look, they're not chewing this. They're not ripping, shredding, and tearing mints or blends. You know, we used to have these bunnies in a bag and people freaked out. That really is what the whole prey diet was built on, was actually eating, you know, the bunny parts or a duck or a turkey and ripping, shredding, and tearing feathers, ears, eyeballs, all that. People don't like that. So, okay, we had the blends. They're just going to lick that stuff up. So add some water to it. It's fine. Warm it up. But don't put it in the microwave or cook it. It reduces the nutritional value of the food. That's why we're not big on HPP or cooked diets. They're still better than kibble, but that's why. So go ahead and warm that up. And then you can add your probiotic and your prebiotics and your green leafy vegetables. All right. This is a nitrogen trap. But again, senselessness is feeding a dog with kidney disease a dry prescription diet. Okay, don't get it. Don't get it. Somebody slap me because maybe I'm just not getting it. All right, that's just senselessness. All right, why is raw best? Could you answer that question? If somebody asked you why is raw best? Or if you got pushback from your pet health professionals, would you know why raw is best? Number one, most kibbles contain between 25 and 45% carbohydrates, and dogs have no nutritional need for those high sugar carbs. None. Zero. They don't get their energy that way. They get it from protein and fat. Kibble, most all kibble, even prescription diets, include a lot of plant-based protein. So it's not as beneficial for your dog. There are some good things about plants, but by and large, your dog's a carnivore. That's a meat eater. And commercial kibble is full of mycotoxins. Those are toxic substances produced by fungus that can cause everything from allergies to digestive upset to cancer. Most people will contact me and say, my dog, I've tried every kibble out there and they're so allergic. So these are one of the biggest reasons why raw is best, other than the fact that it's pure and it's wet and it has things in it that you know what it is. Meat, bone, organs, fat. You know what a heart is, right? I know some people act like they don't have a heart. Oh, I wanted to mention this really quick. You know, the world's gone mad. The world's just gone crazy, crazy, crazy. And people have gotten really irritating and irritable. And I want to pass something on to you, because I've heard this from a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of companies that I do business with. And as supply chain issues arise, shortages come, the people that are kind and nice and appreciative are probably the ones that are going to get the best service or be put in front of the line. And I'm just telling you that's, I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it happening. because everybody's stressed out. But I hear, I've heard many companies say, hey, we're just not going to deal with these customers that are just so rude and nasty and mean and ungrateful because we've got all these other people that we can help. So I just wanted to pass that on to you guys right now. Whatever you're doing out there, wherever you're shopping, you catch a lot more flies with honey. Okay. And it's never more important than right now. So I just thought I would pass that on. What tipped me off to that is because we were having that conversation this week. I've heard that from so many of my vendors. But also I had somebody just beat me up because they wanted our products to have the AAFCO seal of approval. And I said, why would I do that? That means that I would need to add synthetic vitamins and minerals because a food is substandard. Why would I do that? I don't want that. Sometimes I wonder, you know, when you see, you know, raw companies like ours that have pure raw food, but you want us to change it over because you think that AAFCO is some sort of great stamp of approval. There's so many of those foods out there. Why wouldn't you just go buy those? That doesn't make any sense to me. But I will say this, if you would like to give your dog that power boost, you know, one of my favorite things that we have is the phytoplankton. The phytoplankton, it's called PhytoSynergy on our site, but that is, man, that's got a great vitamin and mineral profile. And that's real food. Just add it to the raw and do yourself a favor and rotate your foods. Okay. That's what you got to do. Now, I do want to cover this life stage diet myth. Okay. This was from Dr. Judy Jasek. There are a lot of commercial pet food companies out there that they group things into categories like buy this for bulldogs or Malinois or dachshunds or you know, all these different breeds, as if there's a breed that has to have this one, you know, type of food. Now I'm going to say that Dalmatians may be the exception, and not all Dalmatians have issues with purine. Some do. And that has to do with their DNA. So we want to get that tested, but it's a marketing ploy. So people will call and say, hey, we've got this type of dog and this type of dog. And they say, what do you think we should feed it? Meat, bone, organ, and fat, tripe, veggies, testicles, dog heads, duck feet. Okay. Dr. Jasek has a great article on her website. It's called The Life Stage Diet Myth. And her website again is animalhealingarts.com. But she says this, you're going to see, you know, these senior dogs, weight loss foods, even breed specific diets. And they try to market it as if this is the proper nutritional diet for a dog's age, right? And she says, well, that's crap, basically. It's not true. Dogs and cats are designed to eat the same diet. Now, and she says the same diet from the day they're weaned until the day they die. Now, she doesn't mean beef, 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 chicken, 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 you know, turkey, turkey, turkey. What she means is they're meant to eat a raw species diet. That's what they're meant to eat. The pet parents, they worry about trying to get this balance, complete imbalance in their dogs. You know, every meal has got to be complete and balanced. You got to have, and yet nobody really knows what that is. If I ask you, where do you get magnesium? Where do you get zinc? Where do you get, you know, iodine? Where is that in the raw diet? I'm not sure that many pet parents would know that. How is it that you can feed your kiddos a complete and balanced diet, or even yourself? So you're eating pretty good. You're doing a paleo, maybe doing salads, steaks, that sort of stuff. And then one day you just pig out, man, you go and you eat you some kettle corn, like I did this week. You eat some kettle corn and a pizza. Did you just throw yourself totally out of balance? And are you going to be in the doctor's office because of that? No, your body will level out. It's variety, 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 variety. Can I say that one more time? Variety. That's where you go wrong is when you eat the same thing all the daggum time. And that is really what these commercial pet foods are all about. Oh, you've got a Malinois, a senior? Feed him this the rest of his senior life. You got a puppy? Feed him this until he reaches adulthood. 68 weeks or more on the same daggum food every single day? No. N-O. You want to avoid byproducts, chemicals, preservatives. Okay, that's what's in your quote unquote healthiest commercial foods. Okay, so that is your life stage diet myth. I will say that puppies, right, they do need a higher bone, especially going into up through that 3 to 6 months. And so we have our PMRs or just do the 80-10-10s and give them a duck head or a duck foot. And you'll be fine. You know, a lot of people say, well, how will I know how much to give? Well, until they can't poop, until they're constipated. And I say that I have to laugh because of this. Okay. So, you know, we do massive amounts of studying for health and how to stay healthy in this time right now. And I was listening to a doctor talk about if you're feeling sick this flu season, you know, you want to take X amount of vitamin D, and I won't go into everything they said because you want to do that research on your own. But one thing that they said about vitamin C, here's how you figure out how much vitamin C you need to take until you get diarrhea and then back off. I was like, okay, you know, they were like, if you're sick, you know, you feel the flu coming on because everybody's thinking, oh my God, I got COVID, I'm going to die. They're like, take, you know, high amounts of vitamin D, take as much vitamin C as you can until you have diarrhea and then back off. I mean, we got to get down to simplistics, peeps. And it's kind of like that with the dog. How much bone? Well, until, you know, they're having a hard time pooping, then back off. All right. So yeah, that myth of the complete balance, it's on my website. And there's, we talk about this, you know, the term has been used forever. And what is it really? What is complete balance for humans? Do you keep a spreadsheet on what you eat? If you do, you got to lighten up. You got to lighten up, have a little more fun. Variety, variety, variety. There's easy steps on my website for balanced raw feeding. Okay. Balanced raw feeding. What does that mean? Well, offer a mix of meat, bones, organs, tripe from a variety of animal proteins like, you know, beef, chicken, duck, turkey, pork, lamb. You can feed the BARF model, the PMR model, the 80-10-10 models. You can put in different things at different times like, you know, duck feet, duck heads. If you can find whole rabbits with fur, good luck, but put those in there. You know, turkey hearts, duck hearts, bison hearts. You can do the green leafies that we talked about. Broccoli, lettuce, kale, spinach, blueberries, organic apples from time to time. Add in those probiotics. Maybe you want to add in the guts and glory, the extra freeze-dried guts and glory, which are organs. On our website, love those. Love the freeze-dried brain food. I love all that freeze-dried stuff. It's so awesome. I love the phytoplankton and the sea-safe green-lipped mussel oil. It's so awesome. Super, super simple to do. Don't make this complicated. Don't buy into the senseless, a dry diet with synthetic vitamins and minerals. What? Why? We have so much information on our website in our learning center. We have tons of podcasts. Spread the word about the raw dog food truth. Help save a dog's life. Save its skin. Help it from pooping out all of the vitamins and minerals that it needs. If it's just pooping it all out with runny diarrhea, chronic loose poops from CKS, crappy kibble, it's like a nipple, crappy kibble syndrome, we got to help, you know, solidify the sphincter. Give them some real bone. Put some real bone in their diet. And getting real bone out of CKS. It's simple. Kidney disease. No reason not to be feeding the species appropriate diet. You know what the nitrogen trap is now, don't you? You know you need high moisture. You know why raw is best. And you know why kibble is not the best. You've got that. You've got that in your arsenal. Don't fall for the life stage diet myths and understand that complete and balanced is a bunch of bunka. It's a bunch of sphincter noise. All right, everybody. I hope that has helped you out today. Remember, you do not have to be here in Colorado to work with one of our top nutritional experts. Dr. Judy Jasek is at ahavet.com. She can help you with the proper vaccines. Nosodes, maybe you want to do something different. Maybe you want to keep toxins out of the body. But she certainly can talk to you about it. And again, she will never poo-poo you or make you feel like a bad pet parent because you're feeding what dogs are supposed to eat or cats are supposed to eat, which is a species appropriate diet. Also, Neely Piazza is available. She is quickly on the road to becoming a true qualified, certified, again, just another certification that she has, but a true homeopath. So that's going to be in her arsenal as well. She's working on that as we speak. You can find Neely Piazza in my expert section as well. Also, remember, it's a great idea to get your dogs adjusted. All right. My 13-year-old German, our daughter who has now come out of chiropractic school, has also been adjusting my German. And man, it makes a world of difference. Dr. Andy Harper is one of our experts on our site, and Dr. Amanda Moffitt as well, who is our daughter, who is out in Kansas right now, soon to be out in another part of Colorado, working with large animals on a farm. So keep your dogs healthy. First and foremost, let's get them on a species-appropriate diet, and you can do that right here at Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and where friends don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap!
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.